Now, 600 million euro of a budget will be needed to cull 65,000 cows every year for 3 years to meet climate goals. 10% of the livestock herd needs to be displaced in coming years. That's according to reporting of the Irish Independent, which says that it's been considered and it's part of a draft document up for consideration within the Department of Agriculture as the government looks to try and meet its climate obligations. That's if it is to meet its farming targets. This obviously caused a lot of consternation in relation to the farming, in relation to the plans. Pat McCormack, the head of the Irish Creamery Milk Suppliers Association, is saying any cull must be voluntary. In relation to it, this is all coming from an internal Department of Agriculture briefing paper which seeks to find ways to help the sector close the gaps on emissions. With me on the line to talk about this is one of those who was very concerned about it and very upset about it, Independent Deputy Danny Healy-Ray. Danny, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Jerry, and to all your listeners out there. What's
your reaction to it, Danny?
Well, this is very concerning, and the amount of farmers that have been ringing me since they read this in the Irish Independent yesterday is unreal altogether, Jerry. And you see, you know, the figures you mentioned there sounds a lot of money, but there's a lot of questions. And yes, of course, it must be voluntary, of course. And you see, the question arises then, you know, they're saying 3,000 euros a cow, but will the condition of getting the 3,000, will the cows have to be taken away and slaughtered? Because if they're taken away under a scheme like that, I'm full sure that the farmer will only get maybe 200 or 300 euros then from the factory. And any cow you'll take in today is worth 2,500 and maybe more. So regardless of you know, this magic sum that farmers are supposed to get, and it sounds a lot of money. The next question then is, will it be tax free? Because if farmers, like a lot of people, earning it with the tax system we have, they could maybe pay back 50% of it in tax. Will a farmer's son, at a later stage, will this reduction be tied to the land? Will it always be a condition that you can have only the same amount of cows in? And I suppose very importantly, well, maybe a farmer died a few years ago and the family are coming back walking the farm again now, and the young fellow wants to start up. Will a young fellow be able to start up farming or dairying again in the future?
Well, I can answer that from hearing the Minister for Agriculture this morning, Charlie McGonagall. He said, look, this is under consideration. It hasn't been decided. He's also said that they'll have to put a factor into it in terms of new entrants into the sector. That'll have to be catered for in any sort of a plan. So that would suggest if someone wants to start off or someone wants to develop, that will be factored into this plan, this scheme, if it gets the go-ahead.
Well, look, and the other thing we must remember, when I questioned the Dinn Taoiseach back, I suppose, a year ago about this proposal about reducing the national herd, he completely denied it. And he was angry and asked me where I got my news, and I told him it was written in the papers, and it was at that time, and he denied it vehemently at that time. So he needs to look back at himself, and his credibility is questionable when he challenged me in the way he did at that time so vehemently. He said that I was wrong and that I was scaremongering. I was no such thing. I was telling him what they were thinking and what they were thinking of doing, because I got to know it at that time up here. When we're around here, you'll get to hear what's going on. And you see, what's at the heart of all this, Jerry, is food security. And we see yesterday we had the census saying our population has gone over 5 million. And these farmers that have done so much and abided by every regulation and restriction that has been placed upon them for spreading slurry, for storing slurry, the time that they can only spread it, all the different things that they've complied with and built up, and to think there's no regard at all are very little regard when you hear these stories about re-wetting. Horrible.
And that's the wider context. But you're saying you're not scaremongering, but your rural independent colleague Matthew McGrath put out a press release yesterday. Rural independent TDs denounce heinous attack in rural Ireland. Government secret plot to massacre our precious cows. It's an outrageous display of sheer lunacy. The government has been caught red-handed in a diabolical scheme to exterminate our bovine population. While spineless politicians obediently acquiesced to the dogma of climate change enabling legislation 2021, legislation that paves the way for this madness, only the rural TDs had the courage to challenge the abomination. That's very dramatic language, Danny. Secret plots, caught red-handed. That's not what's going on here. Surely. You can't subscribe to that. Can you?
There is a plot there, and to reduce our farm produce.
When Pat McCormick, the head of the ICMSA, he went on radio yesterday, and he wasn't totally against this. He was saying we need to be concerned about this, that, and the other thing. He's been talked to. All the farming organisations have been talked to. How can ye call it a plot? A plot suggests it's secret.
Whatever,
it's been done underhanded. That's surely not the case.
Look, all I'm saying to you, it's a scheme. You can put whatever word you like in it.
No, the language, no, Danny, language is very important here. Very important. Your colleague in the Rural Defence has described this as a secret plot and the government have been caught red-handed. How can you say that's not scaremongering when the heads of the farming organisations have all been talked to about this in advance? Can't be a plot if people knew about it.
The ordinary farmer down on the ground is not being told what's in store for them. These farmers that have built
We're talking about it right now, Danny. Surely they're being told.
If we don't want to let me talk about it, which is all right.
Explain it to me so.
But what I have to say to you is, sorry. These farmers have built up their enterprises at enormous cost over decades, 3 decades at least, to get them to where they are today. And at the stroke of a pin, the government wants to wipe out that industry. And to make it...
They want to wipe out the dairy sector in Ireland.
To curtail it. And why? This will have a devastating effect on rural economies. Because if you take out a farmer, you're jeopardizing the jobs in the shops, in the petrol stations, in the service places, the garages, all the communities. And God knows rural communities have been affected adversely over many decades now, and we see how many people have gone, and sadly, and it is great to see youngsters getting educated, but when they can find better ways, and it is great to see them making out in urban economies and doing different things all over the world. But our little rural economies are being affected, and it's hard to get farmers and get young fellas into farming, and that's what the trouble is. It's like taking the reducing the fishing fleet and by paying them to get out of it. You're affecting the whole entire coastal community, and this is what this is going to do as well. And you see, there's no thought ahead or no debate. It is very stifled. And when I challenged the Taoiseach last year about it, he denied it completely. And yet here it is coming to pass now. But if you'll take out everyone, you'll take out.
Let me ask you this finally, Danny. Do you think farmers will sign up for this if the money is right? 3,000 per head.
Yeah, but I asked.
Do you think they will?
I just don't know. Which is very concerning as well about our food security. And there's 750 million starving all over the world. And we're able to produce milk, dairy, and beef
In the best way possible.
Way.
And you're saying stick with it. Okay.
The South Americans are going to be allowed to cut down their forests.
Yeah.
And what's the carbon footprint for bringing
for
the
that? Okay,
the
Danny, we're short of time, but thanks a million for your view on that. That's your concerns outlined this morning.